decided. I'm Lisa Lacera, Fox News. A New York City grand jury debated the punishment for a man convicted of killing eight people with a rental truck along a bike path in 2017.
The jury told the judge it could not reach a unanimous decision of life in prison or the death penalty for Saifullah Saipov. That means the defendant will spend the rest of his natural life in prison for the murders in Manhattan on Halloween 6 years ago. The jury, made up of 12 people who heard the evidence and found Saipov guilty of the attack and the deaths it caused, informed the judge of its decision after about 9 hours of deliberation. Even with it being an option in this case, New York State had abolished the death penalty in 2007 and has not executed anyone in the last 60 years. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
The Biden administration has approved a major oil drilling project in northern Alaska. The so-called Willow Project will be reduced by 40%, and ConocoPhillips will relinquish rights to 68,000 acres of existing leases. Climate activists have called the project bad for the environment, though Alaska lawmakers say the project is great for jobs and helps America become more energy independent. Former President Trump hitting the campaign trail in Davenport, Iowa. He told the crowd, "We're living through a dangerous time.
Standing before you today, I am the only candidate who can make this promise. I will prevent World War III because I really believe you're going to have World War III."
Trump also took shots at Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, who made a stop in the state last week. DeSantis has not yet said if he will run for president. North Korea's missile launches do not pose an immediate threat to U.S. personnel or territory. That statement from the U.S. military after the North launched two ballistic missiles toward its eastern waters. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
An Army recruit in South Carolina accused of hijacking a school bus full of kids 2 years ago has accepted a plea deal.
Javon Colasso left Fort Jackson in South Carolina, where he was an Army trainee 2 years ago, and boarded a school bus with 18 students on board. Surveillance video showed him pointing an unloaded rifle at the driver, telling him to take him to the next town. After a few miles, though, he kicked everyone off the bus, then abandoned the bus himself, leaving his rifle behind. Last fall, a judge in Richland County ordered a mental health evaluation in his case, and last week, the judge accepted a conclusion that he was not guilty by reason of insanity. His defense attorney said he was schizophrenic, and interviews with his family and other soldiers revealed he'd been struggling for some time. In accepting the insanity plea, the judge also ordered Colasso to 4 months' commitment in a mental health facility. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Italy is asking for help from the EU to address a surge in migrants.
Some Italian lawmakers say that as many as 700,000 people are currently waiting in Libya to then reach Italy. And while the UN disagrees with that specific number, last year the number of migrants arriving in Italy nearly doubled from the year before. And according to the UN Refugee Agency, 51% of them made this journey by sea. Now, meanwhile, this past weekend, the Italian Coast Guard reported more than a dozen migrants have been saved and roughly 30 are still missing after the latest shipwreck. In London, Alex Hogan, Fox News.
Plans for a rail link that would have connected LaGuardia Airport to New York City's subway and commuter rail system have been abandoned after intensive criticism about its $2.4 billion-plus price tag. and the potential effects on surrounding neighborhoods. Governor Kathy Hochul accepted the recommendations made by a panel of transportation experts who determined it would be more feasible in the near term to increase bus service and add a shuttle. On Wall Street, the Dow off 90 points, the Nasdaq plus 49. I'm Lee Silasara. This is Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.